For some of us, and by that I mean mostly me, getting into the car and driving to the grocery store is a major undertaking. For others, like recent University of Michigan graduate Barkley Outerslice, oh, a 3,000-mile run across the country sounds like fun. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is that runner who is doing what he and many others are calling Project Gump. Welcome, Barkley.
Hi.
Where are you right now, and what exactly are you doing?
Well, right now, I'm on Route 66 in the middle of some desert in California, and I am currently taking a break between runs, but I'm running across the country.
So where did you start, and where are you going, and why are you doing this?
I started in Santa Monica on Saturday. I'm going all the way to Maine, and I'm doing it to raise money for charity and just because it seemed like something fun to do.
Where did the Project Gump reference come from? Was that your idea, or did people just start calling you that?
No, that was my idea. Forrest Gump is my favorite movie, so figured I'd try to copy as much of his route as I could and take a little bit of a name and some of the inspiration from that.
So how much money are you hoping to raise, and what is the cause?
It's for Ryan Hall's charity, the Steps Foundation, and they try to fight poverty by increasing health and wellness in the world. And my goal is to raise $10,000 for them, so we'll see if I can get there.
How's it going so far financially? Let's start there.
It's going fairly well. I think I have almost 1,000 so far, and I just started running a couple days ago, so that's been pretty good. I think I'll get there eventually.
And how are you doing physically? Did you train for this?
Yeah, I did train for this. I was running 15 or 20 miles a day for 4 or 5 days a week.
How many miles a day is it your goal to run?
I'm doing a little over 30 every day. About 31.
And what's that like? Have you ran through any interesting scenery or weather conditions?
The weather's been pretty hot and dry. We've been in a desert for most of it. It's been pretty scenic, but you get used to it after a few hours. But that's okay. It's still fun to run through.
And are you thinking about Forrest Gump when you're running? What goes through your mind when you're doing this?
A lot of trying not to get hit by cars. You know, I'm looking at all the interesting things on the side of the road. There's some worn-out gas stations and other ruined buildings and stuff. There's lots of stuff to look at. And then sometimes in the afternoons, I'll throw on my headphones and listen to some music.
Do you have magic shoes? Isn't there a reference to that in the Forrest Gump movie?
I don't have magic shoes. I have plain old boring shoes. But they get the job done, so it's okay.
Will you be able to make this? Actually, it's 3,200 miles. Will you be able to make the run on one pair of shoes?
No. I have 5 pairs that I'm rotating in and out, so not one pair will get too much use.
Now, do you get to stop and sleep at night?
Yep. I have a van with, like, sleeping gear in it, and we just move everything out of the back and can lay down there and sleep for the night.
Did you hear that Saturday Night Live referred to you in their news segment last weekend?
I did hear that. I was pretty impressed with it. I wasn't expecting it to get that big, but apparently people are talking about it.
Well, yeah. Are you hearing from people I hear from all over the world who are interested in what you're doing?
Yeah. I've heard from people in Brazil and Mexico City and all across the U.S. trying to hear about this thing.
So you recently got your master's degree from the University of Michigan, as well as your undergraduate degree. But
yes.
You're not running to or from Michigan? We're not involved in this journey?
No. I'm going through, like, northern Ohio, which is the closest I'll get.
If somebody wants to contribute to the cause, Barkley, how can they do that?
They can go to crowdrise.com/Project Gump. It's really easy to make a donation on there, and any amount will be very helpful.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Stay hydrated, and let us know when you're done.
I will. Thank you very much.